Hi, this is Richard Pettit, and this is my check-in for week two of The Artist's Way. I've written the answers to the questions, and I'm going to read them out to you now. Week two check-in, 1A. How many days this week did you do your morning pages? 5 out of 7. Monday through to Thursday was fine, then I forgot to do them on Friday, because I was visiting my girlfriend. I remembered to do them today, which is Saturday. Last Sunday I didn't do them either, because I rushed off to work. Question 1B. How did the morning pages work for you? Describe them. Well, first of all, I was struggling to fill 3 pages without checking how far I'd got through them and how much was left. I was surprised how long they took me to do, actually, roughly 45 minutes or more. Probably because I found myself stopping and thinking. I had to stop myself daydreaming and train myself to pour everything I was thinking onto the page. I noticed a lot of noises and sounds around me, in the house or outside of it. I didn't realise that sounds had such an important impact on me, really. I wrote about objects in the room too, little things. Again, I wasn't aware that the objects around me entered my thoughts that much. It makes me wonder whether I should choose the objects around me more carefully. Some objects remind me of good times, and some did not. Those that did not, I moved or got rid of. What surprised me this week was that an ex-girlfriend appeared in my morning pages near the beginning of the week. I worked out that it was because being told to leave the studio felt a bit similar to being told to leave a flat 2 years ago, which was basically a feeling of rejection. I realised that the studio move is completely different to that, and I'm trying to disassociate the two. Next page. My writing's terrible, by the way, why I might be a bit slow. The studio move has cropped up a lot in the morning pages. I seem to be justifying the move to a home-based studio by focusing on all the benefits in it. In fact, I notice that whenever my thoughts turn negative or whingy, I try to turn them back into positive things. That's encouraging to see. I seem to have a negativity alarm that goes off automatically and triggers me into action to counteract it. That's encouraging. Question 2. It's quite a long question. Did you do your artist date this week? Remember that artist dates are a necessary frivolity. What did you do and how did it feel? Right, my answer. Yes, I went on an artist date to the Uckfield Millennium Green for a walk. I took photos, particularly of the pond. I enjoyed that. The place was very quiet. I saw 2 huge rabbits and a green woodpecker. Beautiful. It was very muddy. I stopped at a monument to the brickworks that used to be on the site, and I tried to paint the landscape from there using ink and water. It was difficult because it was cold and it was drizzly at times and a little bit windy. I also thought the landscape looked a bit dull, to be honest, from there. The clouds were the most interesting part of it. I gave it a go, though. The results, which you can see the little icon to this audio boom, the result's okay. It's not horrendous. But the charcoal drawing I did whilst the painting was drying is dreadful, and I'm not going to show you that. I got a bit miffed at the whole thing, to be honest, eventually, and decided to go home. I'd had enough. It wasn't easy to find my way out, though. I got bogged down in an old clay pit and a muddy path. I slipped over in the field on the way out and I got both hands muddy. So that wasn't good. I walked home very quickly and after a cup of tea and a sit down, I didn't feel so bad about it. I wrote a blog post about it. That was a bit tricky, actually. I wanted to be honest about how it had gone, the artist date, but without sounding too moany and whingy, which meant I had to cut it down a lot. Anyway, I did it, which is the main thing. Someone saw that blog post and recommended that I do something a bit more fun next week, and I'm definitely inclined to agree. Question 3. Were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? Describe them. Well, I think I've been sharing a lot of my experiences of the artist's way with friends, mostly online, and that's fine. But the time I've been spending doing that, I think it's probably time I should be spending making more art. I don't feel like I'm making enough art. I often feel that, but even more so now. I think I need to let go a bit more, switch off a bit more, and make more. The studio move has been distracting this week, I've got to be honest, and I've been moving things back home, a box or two at a time. I'm trying not to feel cluttered again, physically or mentally, but it's hard to do that. Overall, though, I managed to do most of the week's tasks. The only one that I feel I'm struggling with is called Imaginary Lives. It's occurred in both weeks 1 and 2. If it comes up again in week 3, I'll put a bit more extra effort into that, I think. I've had a few uncomfortable what the hell am I doing kind of moments this week, but you know, weeks go fast, and so I will keep going to the end of the artist's way. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to know more about me and my art and the Artist's Way, go to my website, www.richardpettitart.com, and there's an option there to sign up for updates. Thank you. Bye.